Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're in the description below. In this one, I want to speak to you guys about harmony. And if you're an INFJ, you already know, even if it's subconsciously or unconsciously, that harmony is definitely one of our main values, one of our main visions for our life. We want a harmonious, conflict-free life. And of course, that's a very far-reaching goal, and it's actually something that is a little bit hard to achieve. But in general, we try as much as possible to create harmony within our relationships, create harmony within our life, our schedule, our work, our careers, our daily life, our food schedule, whatever it might be. Like, in general, it is our ardent desire. It's one of our main values. This one, besides freedom, I would say this is the second. Actually, freedom and harmony, I think they would occupy the first spot together. I don't think there's one or the other that I could say goes over. or is higher than the other. So yeah, harmony is definitely one of those things that we like to bring more and more of into our life. And I've noticed a lot of you guys, when you send me emails or you message me questions or you comment on things, a lot of those comments are related to a disharmonious relationship in your life. It's actually something that comes up quite often. And actually, I would say every single email that I get is about a disharmonious relationship with someone in your life. And as I've said before, I'm not a therapist. I'm not one of those people who can really truly give advice on a level that's expected. I'm just kind of listening and they're venting, and I'm happy to listen. I'm happy for them to vent to me. It's okay. Or happy for you guys to vent to me. But I always think to myself, it's interesting how a lot of times their questions kind of are merged with honesty. So there is also a major desire that INFJs have about being direct and being honest, even if sometimes it means that we have to be mean. And so we have this thing about, really big thing about wanting to be honest. We want to be honest with the people around us because we believe that that increases trust and that improves our relationships with the people around us, and therefore that will result in more harmony, right? That's a general gist of our thinking and the way our logic in our head works. But quite often what ends up happening, which is quite interesting and fascinating and sometimes funny to me, is that, you know, the individual will be messaging me, or even in my own life, I will be honest with someone. And instead of it becoming something where they're like, oh great, thank you so much for being honest with me, I'm so grateful, thank you, I appreciate it, which is what I expect them to do, instead of appreciating it, what they end up doing is they get angry about it, and it results in a conflict between us and disharmony. Yeah. And a lot of you guys have actually messaged me exactly about the same thing. You know, you were being honest with someone and you told them, I don't want to spend time with you right now, I'm in my cave, I have things to do, can we see each other in 2 or 3 weeks, or whatever it might be. Now perhaps you did it in a way, or I did it in a way, where it wasn't really kind, and we could have kind of tempered it a bit. There's things that we can do in the way we communicate to others, of course. So something that we said irked them, and it resulted in disharmony. So what is this conflict between honesty and harmony, and how can we kind of deal with it in a better way, or deal with it in a way that it doesn't really come up, right? And that's basically the gist of what I've been thinking about for the past few days. A bunch of you guys comment a lot on the videos, and I know a couple of you guys have messaged me saying that you've had conflicts with our INFJs on the channel because you've been honest with them and they got offended or upset and you started fighting in common format, and then you come to me to mediate. I always say I'm not a mediator. Also, I'm not your mother or your parent, and you're an adult. Deal with it yourself. Either be honest with them or tell them or apologize. Tell them what exactly is going on. Tell them that you feel they're offended because it's the truth. Or be honest with them. Or if you think honesty is not working, then apologize or do whatever you think it's necessary to mediate that. I'm not going to do that for you. That's not my role here, right? But in general, what I wanted to say about this conflict that we have between honesty and harmony is that we really have to gauge the audience that we're working with before blathering on about things that perhaps will not be taken essentially the right way, especially when you're concerned about harmony so much. So either you have to kind of sometimes choose. Sometimes you're dealing with a person and you know that they get offended very easily. You notice them getting offended very easily. There are a couple of you guys on the channel, and I know that if I'm going to say something, you're going to get offended by it, and then you're going to comment about it, and then I just leave it. I don't interact with it anymore. I don't talk about it. I don't encourage it. I don't involve myself in it anymore. If you're going to be offended on your own, it's not my responsibility to make you feel better about it. It's not my role to make you feel better about something that offended you. And again, it's not my responsibility. I didn't mean to offend you. It's just whatever I said did. Again, it's not my responsibility. So in general, I kind of think of it as we're all adults here. Everyone who's watching the channel, perhaps there are some children, because you guys have messaged me, but in general, we are all adults. We're all over the age of 14 or 15, I'm assuming, because otherwise I don't know if your parents would allow you to watch videos like this, or would you even understand them. So I'm assuming that we're all adults here, are capable of understanding what's going on, and I assume that we are capable of taking care of our own needs. And also assume that if some conflict happens with someone or if you get offended by someone, you have the understanding to stop fighting with them on the internet, because that's not useful, and then going and gauging for yourself why this particular thing offends you. That's your responsibility. If something offends you, something triggers you, I think it's your responsibility to go back and figure out, okay, why does this bother me? What is it about it that's actually bothering me? Understand yourself and then realize no one else on the planet has the ability or the capacity to make you feel bad. You did it to yourself. Anytime you're suffering or you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, this person, he's terrible, he made me feel... No, he did not make you feel anything. You made yourself feel that by the thoughts in your head, by the offense that you took in your head, by the triggers that are in your head, by your past life experiences, by all the stuff that's in your head. That is what made you feel offended or whatever it might be. They did not make you feel anything. You did it to yourself, right? To your thinking, through your thought processes, through your life experiences, whatever it might be. So remember that. So again, I do not involve myself. Anytime anyone starts getting offended or really antsy, and I get a lot of negative, really negative comments on the channel all the time. And it's funny because in the beginning, I would try to talk to those people and be like, all right, let me try and make them understand my point of view. And I realized it was a waste of time. It's like arguing, it's like an argument between a pro-lifer and a pro-choice person. It's not going to result in any kind of reconciliation or any kind of like harmony between those two people. It's not going to happen. They both have their stands, they both have their viewpoints, and they're going to argue for the rest of eternity about it. And so that's it. You just leave it alone. There's some arguments worth having, and there are many arguments, many, many, many arguments, I would say 90%, that are not worth having. It's not worth your time, your energy, or your space, or anything to do with you. It's just let them do what they're doing. And so they will spill all this bile and all of this resentment and bitterness upon me in comment format, and I just let it go. I'm like, all right, cool. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for sharing, whatever it might be. That's it. That, there's nothing to do over there. There's no need to argue. There's no harmony that's going to happen at that point in time. And eventually, either they'll stick around because they like me and want to listen to my videos, or they'll go away. And that's great, because then I don't have to deal with that negativity anymore. So I'd really like you guys to think about it in the same exact way. There are some arguments and some offenses worth giving, actually. Sometimes you have to create disharmony in your life because there's something that needs to be said, some truth that has to be said, and the other person needs to hear it because they need to hear it for their own good or for your good. Right? Sometimes they're doing something to you and you're like, well, I can't stand this anymore. I have to say what's on my mind. And so sometimes you have to tell the truth. They'll tell the honest truth and know that it will result in disharmony. And that's okay. Sometimes disharmony is necessary, right? I think a lot of times in terms of the way, I think relationship coaches talk about it. If you are not fighting anymore, it means you don't care anymore. Indifference is a sign that people don't care about each other anymore. If you're still fighting, if you're still arguing and having those disagreements, it means that you still care about each other and you're still able to go in deeper into the relationship and perhaps even build trust over the arguments or disagreements you're having. And I think of it the same way. Sometimes disharmony is necessary. Sometimes we have to give up the idea of having an harmonious relationship with someone in order to tell them the truth. And other times, the other thing is obviously true, right? I mean, sometimes you have to be like, all right, I'm going to keep my mouth shut because if I say something, this person's going to get offended or angry and it's not worth it to me. Also, I don't really care about it as much. It's okay for me to keep my mouth shut. Sometimes I just want to not talk. Sometimes I just want to keep myself silent. Especially if I know there's no point to it. Sometimes you say things to the person over and over and over and over and over again, and it goes into one ear and goes out the other. They never hear you, but you keep on talking about it over and over again. Why? What is the point of it? You think eventually they're going to listen to you? I don't think so. If it hasn't happened the first 10 times, it's probably not going to happen the next time. Yeah. I think I'm like that sometimes with my parents because I've spoken to them about certain topics over and over and over again and they don't seem to understand, or they go back to the same old topics or the same old way of thinking over and over again. So I've realized there's no point. It's fine. Let them do what they need to do. They're old and it's their life, right? And so some battles you take upon yourself and you're like, I'm going to fight this battle. It's important to me. And some battles you have to just let go of it and say, all right, there's nothing I can do here. There's no point of me fighting here. It's a waste of my time and energy. It's a waste of my mental sanity to take upon this battle. I think I'm going to give it up and go on and do something else. And so think about it that way. I hope this helps. I know I've kind of bought in a lot of different things from Stoicism and Buddhism and all that stuff into this. But this is the way I kind of look at the world. I try to, at least. Of course, I'm not perfect at it. And sometimes I will say stupid things. And I'm like, why did I say this? What's the point of it? Right? And so, but I hope that this kind of helps you kind of think about how you're going to deal with disharmony and honesty in your own life. And sometimes you have to give one for the other, give up one for the other. And sometimes you have to realize that one is more important than the other in different situations. Okay? If you guys have any questions about this or any other topics, please comment below and I will do a video to expand upon it. And of course, if you guys want to support me further because you like this video or any other videos that I've done, you can go to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're in the description below. I shall see you guys in the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.